This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's going on, Base Stock Criminals, Info Warriors worldwide across the globe? American Patriots worldwide, everybody. Hey, listen, all right? We are just about, what, a month and a half out from Groomer Month? And of course, corporate America, to raise their ESG scores, they're going to side with whatever is the current thing. And of course, post-2022, we've seen the rise of the normalization of pedophilia through the so-called LGBTQ community. We're going to get into all that. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, the fourth hour. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Drew H Live Getter, also Truth Social. In the link in my bio, you guys can find all my other base shows. Frontlines with Drew Hernandez on Real America's Voice, also Drew Hernandez Live, exclusively on Rumble. And I'm telling you guys, man, these people are going into overdrive. They're only going to accelerate because this is all based in sin. And when I use the word based in this sentence, I don't mean positively. I mean negatively, right? Sin that leads to death. It's uncontrollable. You cannot put some kind of guardrails around it. There's no safe version of sin, especially when it comes to sodomy and so-called gay marriage and the LGBTQ woke mob that's pushing all of this stuff on children. Have you guys noticed this? Oh, let's legalize gay marriage. Less than a decade later, let's just groom kids. You can't say anything against us. Don't say gay. You're a bigot. You see this flag? You can't speak out against me, or you are anti-gay marriage. You are anti-whatever they're saying, right? How quickly it went from, we just want to be able to sodomize each other behind closed doors. We're not hurting anybody. Oh, all this nonsense going against God. And just a few years later, total acceleration. Now they're coming out with minor attracted persons. Now they're coming out with that flag, with youth attracted persons, trying to literally groom your children in public school, K through 12, introducing your children to pornography, all in the name of, oh, this is sex education for queer youth, sex education for the LGBTQ. So you can't speak out against it. I mean, you can if you're based like me, but you're going to get canceled. You're going to get accused of being a right-wing extremist. You're going to be accused of being a bigot, which is totally fine. Call me whatever the hell you want, because I am under the authority of God, all right? I want to be what is right under God's standards, God's eyes, not necessarily what the culture says, what man says, what America is currently saying is right. It's what God said is right. If America can get under that, we're going to start seeing a lot more W's, ladies and gentlemen. America starts submitting to God, God's standards, unapologetically speaking out against the degeneracy. This is a huge problem, guys. This is why I speak out against it so much. People want to wonder, why is the deep state making advances? Why is the New World Order gaining traction? Yes, they take L's every now and then, and we see W's for us. But when it comes to the moral fabric of America, if we have no morality, ladies and gentlemen, no standard of right or wrong, this is where the anarchists get it wrong. If there is no standard of right or wrong in this country, on planet Earth, lawlessness will abound. Pedophiles will take ground. Take your children, all right? The degeneracy will increase. You say, Drew, why do you have this in your crosshairs so aggressively? Well, because I'm in their crosshairs so aggressively. I'm a born-again Christian. But also, the Bible has made it very clear. This is a massive issue in societies when you go down that path. When you forsake God's biological standard for marriage, you run into a whole host of evil wickedness within societies, within countries. Populations of people. This has to be dealt with peacefully, lawfully. Individuals are seeing the rise of pedophilia. This is why everyone that's puppets of Satan and the New World Order are coming out and saying, these are our children. These are our communities. If they are in our communities, they belong to us. And if you're a parent that is nodding your head to everything I'm saying, then you are the one that's a target, and you are the one that's going to get removed from your own biological children, because the pedophiles think your children belong to them. We got a lot more coming up.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price, because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Do not. Some breaking news all morning, all day. Target bending the knee, backtracking, trying to make it look like, you know, you're getting a W, trying to make it look like you're winning the culture war. Target coming out leaking internal emails that are being leaked to journalists and reporters worldwide. Obviously, you guys know what's going on with Target. They're pushing Satanism on children, satanic clothing, branding, individuals that they're working alongside with that are obvious open Satanists that push murder, what they call abortion, Baphomet on children, designer clothing, tucking for your little kid, right? You got a little so-called trans kid that wants to, you know, mutilate their genitals? Well, there's Target with customized bathing suits. Straight from the New World Order themselves, right? The transhuman agenda. Target tried to run cover. Individuals are pissed off, obviously. Based moms, based dads that are getting fed up because, obviously, every single groomer month, these people are going to have sections dedicated to sodomy for children, right? And people are pissed off, canceling, boycotting. They're losing millions of dollars. But Target tries to attempt to run cover. Bud Light did the same thing. Oh, let's put out camo beer cans. Let's donate to veteran companies. Well, how about we just donate to veteran companies without Bud Light? I'm all for repentance. I'm all for righting your wrong, but we all know that these corporate, you know, globalist corporations, these elite massive entities, they only do this to run cover when they start to lose money. They don't care about your values. They care about what's going to get them money for the time being. The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. All right? Don't fall for this kind of stuff. Don't fall for it at all. Target's trying the same thing, by the way. They're trying to apparently shift gears. Let's just go to George Floyd month. All right? Let's go to Fentanyl Floyd month. That's apparently what Target was trying to do. They're in total damage control mode right now. Let's go to Fentanyl George Floyd month. Let's just worship the black fentanyl addict, all right, that requested to be put on the ground, that was used as a total American psyop on millions of people, that caused race riots across the United States of America. During 2020, during the lockdowns. Oh, yeah. Let's go from, the tucking transhuman pedo swimwear to Fentanyl Floyd. That was kind of like phase one, I think, of their damage control. And so they're trying to give an appearance. Oh, yes, the Target's coming out. We're going to put our LGBTQ merch somewhere in the back. No, how about you get rid of it altogether? Get rid of sodomy altogether, all right? It goes against God. It's disgusting. It spreads disease, and it has no business around children at all. These people hate God. They hate Christ and pride. The Bible's very clear. You want to get based with it? You guys want to get based with it? Proverbs chapter 6, chapter 7, the Bible's very clear. God hates a proud look. God hates pride. Is that too much for you? Is that too much for you? Huh? Is that hurting your feelings? Good. All right? Because God, his word stands. Drew, what does the Bible mean when it says hate? Well, I'm glad you asked. It means he despises. He views it as despicable. You want to know why God views pride as despicable and why Pride Month is a total abomination in the face of God? Because it attempts to elevate itself above God. Why do I say that, theologically speaking? That is what Satan did. He thought he could ascend above the heavens, ascend above the throne of God, that he can be God and sit in the place of God himself. He wants to be God. These people are on the same wavelength. Period. There's no good version of this. I hope this pisses all the conservatives off that are total homo simps, all right? We stand with God. We stand with Christ. I don't care what anybody says. Screw your liberal views. Screw all your tolerance for sodomy and spreading AIDS and STDs. No, the base Christians will rise. The base Christians will stand. We will stand with Christ and we will speak the truth. Because if we don't, these damn people go after your kids. You cannot get away from it. Does someone need to come out and just say it? Well, that's why I'm saying it. All right. There are no guardrails for this kind of stuff. If you think, are you that foolish enough, especially if you're a Christian, are you that foolish enough to sit here and think that there's some kind of controlled version of sin? Are you insane? Are you that blasphemous? Are you that disrespectful and arrogant towards God? If that was the case, you guys, conservatives, if homosexuality could be controlled, then we wouldn't need Christ. We wouldn't need God. Sin is uncontrollable. All right? Humans can do nothing. We are sitting ducks. That is why Christ was crucified, to free us from the bondage of sin. It's uncontrollable. You cannot be free from it. That is why the Apostle Paul said, we are slaves. Slaves to our sinful desires. This is not going to go away, guys. It's not going to go away until we all come together and submit to how God views this and we start taking action peacefully and lawfully. I mean, look, come on, guys. I mean, I'll be the one to say it. I don't care. I don't care what the liberals say. I don't care what the conservatives say. I don't care what the lip-wristed so-called Christian pastors say. What you guys have been saying isn't working. It's not working. You want to know why it's not working? It's not working because you guys cuck out and you're afraid to say what I'm saying. You guys know what the Bible says, especially these limp-wristed pastors that are afraid of losing their 501c3 status by coming out and saying what I'm saying. You guys are cucks. You're cowards. You're afraid to speak the truth because you don't want to get canceled. But whatever. I would rather get canceled by the world then turn my back on Christ. All right? I would rather get canceled by so-called conservatives and everyone that claims to be an American patriot that has the name of Christ in their mouth. I would rather get canceled by all of these people than turn my back on Christ. That's where I'm at. Where are you at? All right? And I'm not virtue signaling. This is the reality of my life. I'm not a perfect person, but I know where I need to stand. Submission to Bible, submission to Christ, submission to his doctrine. That's exactly where we are right now. Because look at Target's trying to deceive you guys. You got a bunch of conservatives running around saying, oh, we got a total win with Target. Dude, Target internal, this is breaking, an internal email has leaked again. Here's a statement to their employees. This was just sent to me right now. This is what they're telling their employees behind the scenes while they claim to push the LGBTQ Satanist merch to the back. Why is LGBTQ becoming synonymous with Lucifer and Baphomet? Because of everything I just explained to you theologically. Satan is the embodiment of pride, the originator of pride. These people identify with what is literally the theological, known for thousands of years, Christians for thousands of years, the fall of Satan was due to what, ladies and gentlemen? Pride. These people identify themselves openly with the devil, with the devil, with the devil. Regardless of what jersey they have on, oh, well, they're fiscally conservative, but they're just sodomizing their husband at home. Oh, yeah, total culture win, dude. Total culture win. We're definitely going to obey God like that, aren't we? Yeah, God says biological male, biological female, repopulate the earth. But yeah, no. There's the good ones, guys. Call me a bigot. I don't give a damn, dude. I'm a Christian. I guess Christian is synonymous with bigot these days. Whatever. Anyways, Target is telling their employees this. To the teams who have been working so hard on our plans for Pride and now are showing incredible agility as we adjust, thank you. Your efforts will ensure we can still show up and celebrate Pride in meaningful ways. These people are not stopping, all right? They can't stop, you guys. Yes, I'm all for boycotts. We must boycott degeneracy, wickedness, Luciferianism. Guys, are there any conservatives watching right now? I'm like, Drew, you're being too mean. These people are pushing Baphomet, Satan, openly at Target with these designers on your children. And I'm too mean? Screw you, dude. Get the hell out of here. Leave the country. Go to some hellhole and you can build a little altar and worship Lucifer there, freaking cuck.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Lazley, Baystock Criminal Info Warrior in the Getter chat right now. Sometimes you come with some. You guys are super base, man. This is what Tim is saying in the chat. Drew, we're living through the Baphomization of America. Why didn't I think of that? It's 100% true. It's Luciferianism pushed on children, pushed on humanity. Because that's the agenda. Satan wants to be God, and he wants to be worshipped as God. That's why there are idols. That's why there are so-called kings, world leaders in human history that identify as what? Identify as gods. The spirit of the Antichrist, Lucifer, Satan himself, working through human beings to absorb and proclaim the worship directed to him. The Apostle Paul actually made it pretty clear to the Corinthian church. He said, you guys are worshiping idols, and in doing so, you guys are worshiping demons, demonic entities. And that idol could be anything. What's an idol? Anything. Listen, the Bible makes it very clear. What did Jesus say when he was asked, what are the greatest commandments, Jesus? Number one, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. You're all in all. And the second is just important. At least you love your neighbor as yourself. So if I shall love the Lord God, God in human flesh, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, God the Father, the God of the Bible, Old, New Testament. If I shall worship him with all my heart, my soul, my mind, my strength, my entire world, whatever you're doing, that's not him. That is your idol. That's it. That is idolatry, ladies and gentlemen. Especially right now in the 21st century. What is it? What is it truly? People have to identify this and repent. That's why Christ was crucified. But these people are pushing the devil out in the open on your kids, because you don't think Lucifer wants the next generation to be a bunch of devil worshipers? Just totally allegiant to Satan, which is where we're all going, by the way. New Testament, Book of Revelation, 1st, 2nd Thessalonians makes it very clear. We are all heading into the direction of the end. Second coming of Jesus, the final showdown. The Antichrist will rise. False prophet empowered by the serpent, the dragon, the devil himself will cause the Antichrist to sit in the third Jewish temple, which is in the process of being built right now in Israel, by the way. He will sit in the third Jewish temple and he will declare himself to be God. And it's all empowered, the Bible says, by Satan. It is all a work of Lucifer. The Bible even goes as far to say that there will be wonders, mass miracles being performed by individuals, false prophets, the Antichrist, that are empowered by demons, empowered by Satan. Imagine, man, like that's wild, dude. Imagine watching a miracle right before your eyes and it not being God. And it's empowered by Satan. Miraculous wonders, things that go against the laws of physics, laws of gravity, laws of science, as we know right now. Things that defy everything we've ever known. Supernatural occurrences right before your very eyes. What we would call, in this day and age, magic, black magic, which exists and is evil. Why do you think the New World Order is so obsessed with interdimensional technology, going beyond what humanity is capable of accomplishing themselves? You know, it's interesting. Theologians have always viewed things differently. And if you take a look at the Bible, isn't it crazy how in times past with the Egyptians and the times of Jesus with the Romans, technology really wasn't something that was advanced. But they prided themselves, like the Greeks and the Romans, they prided themselves, and the Egyptians as well, they prided themselves in their knowledge, right? They prided themselves in their knowledge and magic and supernatural occurrences. They were viewed as that was some kind of, you know, advanced mark of a human being or a civilization. If you could get involved with supernatural, some type of magic and occurrences. You see this in the New Testament as well. It seems like humanity goes through cycles. This is why we got to be very careful. I'm not saying all technology is demonic and satanic. It could be used by demon powers. It could be used by Satan. But you got to be very careful. If you're watching something right before your very eyes, you see something totally supernatural. You see something totally just going beyond the laws of physics, gravity, what we know. You got to be very careful. Is it coming from God? Is it coming from Christ? Is it pointing people into the direction of Jesus Christ, the Messiah of the New Testament and the one that was foretold in the Old Testament? You're living in the last days. Christ made it very clear. There will be false Christs, false messiahs, deceiving the masses. And I think this is a perfect example. Again, Bud Light, I keep pointing back to these woke corporations that are attempting to make it look like they're actually siding with your values. They're not. It's temporary. Here's a headline. Bud Light to sponsor pride parades despite ongoing boycott. These people don't give a damn, you guys. Onward with their agenda. Bud Light and its parent company, Anheuser-Busch, are sponsoring at least three different upcoming Pride events despite backlash over the partnership with Dylan Mulvaney. We all know who that freak is. But they're not stopping. Bud Light is listed as a sponsor on the Cincinnati Pride Parade website. Planned Parenthood and the Cincinnati Children's Hospital, which medically transitions minors, are both listed. Meanwhile, also in St. Louis, Missouri, they're going to be sponsoring that as well. There's a sponsorship packet. There's tens of thousands of dollars going to this Pride event as well. And various others. And even in Chicago. So guys, do you see how the deception works? They try to appear. Oh yes. Let's just go to camo beer bottles. We hear you. We hear the boycott. We hear you guys. We're going to start donating to organizations that align with your values. No. It's not real. It's not real at all. Well, simultaneously, Bud Light is not stopping. They're going to continue to support and sponsor with tens of thousands of dollars Groomer Month events. Pride Sodomy Month. Sodomy Month. Sodomy Month for Bud Light. Sodomy Month for Bud Light. Bud Light is pro-sodomy month. They don't give a damn about veterans. They don't give a damn about organizations that appear to have the same values as you. Do not be deceived. All right? I'm all for boycotting and I'm all for people righting their wrongs. But this is not that. Because if they're going to stop, they must stop. And they're only doing it because they're losing millions of dollars, which is good. But they're never going to learn a lesson once it's officially done. And they're not stopping because they know these massive corporations have been around for a long time. Oh, let's just do some PR damage control. Get some camo beer bottles because America loves the military. Let's donate to some veteran organizations. That'll make us look good. We'll get our stock back up. We'll get our money back up. But don't tell anyone. We're still donating tens of thousands of dollars to the sodomites. So don't let them know because we have to make it look like we're aligning with the conservative American Christian values. So don't tell anybody. Liars, liars, liars.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface. Our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Keep watching them. These people expose themselves. What's done in the dark will come to light. The darkness hates the light. That's why they never come to the light. Jesus said that in John chapter 3. I mean, why would they? Why would they want their disgusting evil deeds seen out in public? But now we're getting to the point where it's like Sodom and Gomorrah level, where they're just open about it. They're just totally open about it, but all you got to do is watch. And I don't mean just kind of sit there and be cucked out and do nothing about it to save children. What I'm saying is these people expose themselves. I really don't have to say anything, to be honest. People get all triggered because I just narrate what these people are doing. It's always the cuckservatives. It's so wild. The cuckservatives irritate me the most. You know what I mean? They get so irritated. They think they actually are for America. They're like, oh, I have Judeo-Christian values. Okay, well, gay marriage is not real. Oh, how dare you? How dare you? My favorite commentator is a sodomite. Yeah, you're not on the right side, buddy. You're on their side. You're on Team Lucifer, all right? Get the hell out of here. Anyways, but like I said, I don't even have to say anything. I don't have to. All I do is narrate what these people do, who they are, use the Bible as my weapon to unmask who these degenerates really are. But like I said, these people just, with their actions, show who they are. All Ages drag show producer claims discrimination after Utah City refuses to allow their pride event. And apparently the ACLU is, of course, going to be suing. The American Civil Liberties Union and the producer of an all-ages drag show, LGBTQ, have filed a lawsuit against the city of St. George, Utah, for rejecting their application for an event. And they're citing discrimination. They're being discriminated against because the groomers are not getting their all-age drag pedo event. You're discriminating against us because we can't strip and helicopter our genitals in front of little boys and girls. We can't groom kids. Discrimination. You're discriminating against our sexuality because you won't let the pedophiles strip in front of children. Bigots, 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 a homophobe, queerphobe. What a joke. These people are pedophiles, dude. Who the hell is going to complain about not getting their way when it comes to wanting to put on an all-ages drag show? I'll tell you who, class. Pedophiles, groomers, and child molesters. That's who. All in the name of LGBTQ. Like I said, these people expose themselves. All I got to do is recite what they're doing. I mean, it's quite obvious, isn't it? Like I said, there are no restrictions to this. There is no taming this beast. There's no taming it. There's no good version of it. At the end of the day, it spreads disease, spreads STDs, cannot repopulate, goes against God. There's a penalty for that error, according to the Bible, Romans chapter 1, and they're going after children because they are reprobate. Reprobate minds mean they have lost their minds entirely. No right or wrong, no moral compass. So that's why you have a pedophile and a groomer all triggered because they can't have an all-age drag pedo show. You know, it's crazy when you see these parents. It's always like these like white leftist moms. It's really weird. They like with this virtue signal with their toddlers sitting there just bouncing with the toddler while the mentally ill man is up there just swinging his genitals around. They put money in the toddler's little hand. Oh, here you go. We're teaching our kids how to be inclusive by being in a strip club. I just, you know, man, it's just these people make it too easy because that's the reality of what it is. And I don't sit here like, oh, I'm so glad. Yeah, another headline to expose these people. No, no, no. I really, really hate that this is happening. Because I know a lot of innocent people, especially children, are going to get raped, are going to get molested. It's the reality of the situation. And it's all going to be done in the name of inclusivity, and you can't say anything about it. Because you won't be able to speak out against the sodomites like you can't now. So now that they're pushing all of their pedophilia, minor attracted persons, youth attracted persons, with that damn flag, the LGBTQP for pedophile is here, you guys. It's here. It is here. They view it as a sexual preference. Well, we're just attracted to kids. You know, they're trying to introduce it like, well, we just have an attraction to children, but we don't act on it. First, they'll call it a mental illness. Then they'll call it a sickness. And that's why they've recently been trying to just call it out. Well, it's just a sexual preference. You know, whatever, right? If the little kids identify as gay, bi, queer, LGBT, whatever, then who are you? Who are you to get into that relationship of love between a 45-year-old pedophile and a 9-year-old little boy? Who are you? If they're both homosexuals and LGBTQI+, who are you to say anything, bigot?
That's where the UN is going. European Union, they're already trying to push decriminalizing pedophilic relationships between minors and adults. And everything that happens in Europe is about 4 years, maybe 8 years ahead of the United States of America. But that's why you've been seeing the increasing of the groomer agenda in the USA. It's quite disgusting, but it's all blasphemous of Jesus. People are pissed off at the Dodgers, right? Because the Sisters of Indulgence have been invited back. The Dodgers, you know, it's crazy because you take a look at Los Angeles and the demographics. There's still a lot of Catholics out there, Bible-believing individuals in the region that have somewhat of a form of traditionalism. They go to church. They believe in Jesus, especially a lot of Latinos that are in the area. So the Dodgers, like, literally turning their back on their demographics was wild to me because you sit there and you see them. At first, the Dodgers are like, oh, well, we can't do this. This is too far. A bunch of tranny nuns, homosexuals running around, you know, staging, you know, crucifixions of Jesus with their sodomites. I don't think that's going to fly well with our demographics. So at first they're like, okay, we're going to put a stop to it. Oh, of course, and the woke mob gets all triggered, all the pedophiles and the groomers. The Sisters of Indulgence should be there for Pride Night, for Groomer Month. They should be there. Yes, let's stage. Let's blaspheme Jesus. Yes, with sodomites stripping on the cross. That's, yes, that's inclusive. It's totally normal and right. We're more triggered that you're not allowing this in front of children, spreading their legs, using the cross as a strip pole to spread their genitalia in front of children. That's what the Sisters of Indulgence are all about. Hell yeah, little kid. Welcome to Pride Night, Dodger Stadium, with the sodomites spreading their legs on the cross, blaspheming Jesus in front of children. So the Dodgers invited them back. They bent the knee because apparently that's more important. Apparently that's more important. No, no, no. People are more triggered than actually getting the real cross in there and preaching Jesus. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no. It's bigotry and oppressive to preach freedom and liberty through the cross, Jesus Christ, introducing children to their creator and their savior. That's bigotry. That's offensive. That's oppression. That's bad. But tranny nuns and sodomites spreading their legs in front of children on the cross, that's good. That's good. We love the sodomites spreading their legs in front of children. That's good. We love that. The LA Dodgers cucked out. We'll see how that flies. I think there need to be peaceful protests. The Christians need to rise. Right? Because this stuff is only going to continue, man. It's only going to continue if you just sit at home and you do not express that this is a total blasphemy to your faith. But it's all powered by Satan, like I've been saying, so it's no surprise.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Shifting gears to the deep state. The Biden regime is lumping Christians, this is not a shocker, lumping Christians, conservatives, and Republicans into the same category as Nazis in their new DHS anti-terrorism program, which I don't think anybody is surprised by, especially if you're a born-again Christian talking like I'm talking. You're going to be viewed as a threat to the regime, a threat to the New World Order. Anyone speaking truth, that is a clear opposition to their side and their globalist, great reset, build back better, new world order, ESG, demonic, satanic, antichrist agenda. You will be slandered and demonized and lumped into the category as a domestic terrorist, far right radicalized extremist. And the DHS has their programs, according to this report. I think we kind of all knew this. They're using taxpayer money. They're using taxpayer money to go after conservative right-wing organizations and build reports in order to build some kind of threat so it's legitimized with a three-letter agency, DHS. This is how they weaponize the three-letter agencies. And, of course, it's the Biden regime that is doing it because why wouldn't it? I mean, this is American history. This is the fall of American sovereignty. This is the fall of the American citizen, the weaponized three-letter agencies. Of course, the Biden regime is going to weaponize the DHS to go after conservative organizations or organizations that pose a threat to their regime. Fox News reported the Biden administration is dueling out taxpayer money through an anti-terrorism grant initiative to a university program that has explicitly lumped the Republican Party as well as Christian and conservative groups into the same category as Nazis, according to documents shared exclusively with Fox News Digital. The Media Research Center
A conservative watchdog group obtained documents through the Freedom of Information Act, requests showing a Department of Homeland Security program meant to fight terrorism is funding a group whose work has explicitly targeted the American political right, or whoever they call the American political right. The MRC outlined its findings in a report arguing what the group found warrants criminal prosecution. They get to define what's right wing. They get to define what's extremist. They get to define what should be criminally prosecuted. And they're lumping Christians, conservatives, and whatever they call Republican or right wing. This terrorism task force is engaged in an active effort, this is what they say, to demonize and eliminate Christian, conservative, and Republican organizations using federal taxpayer dollars. That's the president of the Media Research Center that has exposed this. I mean, you take a look at, they have like a whole pyramid in this report. And the pyramid at the bottom includes Fox News, that's step one, CBN, other organizations, the Heritage Foundation, the Republican Party's at the bottom, and they even have an American flag there. That's step one, according to the DHS, of getting radicalized to be an extremist on the right. Step two has a Make America Great Again hat, Breitbart, PragerU, Proud Boys, Turning Point USA, and yours truly, Infowars.com. Infowars.com, of course, is going to be included in this report by the DHS. All of you are included. Everyone that works for InfoWars, everyone that affiliates with InfoWars, especially the most evil man on the face of the planet, Mr. Alex Jones himself, you are included. Step two on radicalizing anyone to the far right. And obviously it goes up with Nazi symbols, and it goes all the way to the top with white supremacist patches, you name it. Top to bottom, bottom to top. You see, but what's interesting about this is, of course, the deep state and the New World Order, this is how they strike down their opposition. Because you have normies and then you have individuals that just don't really pay attention to anything, that actually watch CNN, that actually watch MSNBC, that actually get their news from the mainstream. They get their news from the algorithms. They don't really seek truth themselves. Listen and dissect what people are saying, trying to find that healthy medium where what's really going on is found right there by the individual. No. The normies and the New World Order puppets, the NPCs and the individuals that don't think for themselves, these kind of reports are viewed as legitimate because it's the DHS. They're not clearly understanding that organizations like the DHS, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, they're not taken over by the bad guys. No, they're the good guys fighting against the domestic terrorists on the homeland. These are the same people that said weapons of mass destruction existed, pushed for the Patriot Act. We needed to be surveilled in order to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda. Remember all that? And now that's being used against us. These people believe that the federal government, these people believe that these deep state operatives, Democrats obviously, and they believe that Rhino Republicans that see this stuff going on in D.C., they know that these programs are going on, but do nothing, say nothing, don't ring the alarm, don't alert the American people. Some do, that are truly America first, that are pro-Christian, pro-humanity, not pro-New World Order. They just let it slide. So it gets legitimized in the mind of a normie, and you look like the target. You look like the threat. Your neighbor sees you with a mega hat on. Your neighbor, someone sees you at the airport on your phone, watching a PragerU video or a TPUSA or an InfoWars video on your phone. You're scrolling through your reels. You're scrolling through your timeline. They see you watching that. The next step is kind of what I think it was Australia was doing. They were encouraging, or New Zealand. It was New Zealand. New Zealand, the government was encouraging. They put out their reports on how to identify extremists. It's the same thing, guys. The New Zealand government said, well, you need to report extremism in your neighborhoods. You see someone in your community based on these guidelines, you let authorities know and we will take care of it. That's a good citizen. Here we are in the United States of America. DHS is putting out reports on what is right-wing extremism. We know the FBI has this. We know that the three-letter agencies all have this. The next big steps will be a push for citizens of America. You want to be a real patriot? You want to serve your country? Then report radical right-wing extremism. You see it at the airport. You see someone watching an Alex Jones video, an InfoWars video. You see this logo in this report. You see someone watching this on their phone. Someone is watching Fox News. This is a lead. This is the path to domestic right-wing extremism and terrorism. You report this to the authorities to be a good citizen of the New World Order because you need to keep your fellow countrymen safe. Even though you don't have a country, you're just a part of the New World Order, eating bugs, serving Bill Gates, sucking at the tits of Klaus Schwab, all right? Sucking at the tits of all these people. You own nothing. You have nothing. You have no private citizenship. Excuse me. You have no private ownership. You have no American citizenship. You own nothing. Eat bugs. Be happy. Be a loser. Be an NPC. But you'll be a good person. This is how the cult works. This is how the commies work. This is how the tyrants function, and they put fear in societies, but it's also like this virtue signal. Well, you are a real citizen of this land if you expose the enemies of the state. Guys, listen, you love America, you're an enemy of the state. You love the USA, you're an enemy of the state. You abide by the Constitution of the United States of America, you are an enemy of the state. You love patriotism. You love American sovereignty. You love the Pledge of Allegiance. You love the national anthem. You love your God-given rights. You love your traditional American values that we've had from the beginning. The end game is you're a Christian. You're an enemy of the state. That's the ultimate persecution, and that's exactly where we're going. Truth seeker, truth speaker, you don't even have to identify as right wing. Just be someone that doesn't identify with them. You're an enemy of the state. There is no getting on the side with these people. There is no getting on the side with the New World Order. Yeah, you could serve the devil for a little while. He'll give you this. He'll give you that. He'll give you pool. He'll give you security. He'll give you power. But the moment you are no longer necessary, no longer essential to the New World Order, no longer essential personnel to Lucifer and his agenda, overboard you go. That is why we must serve Christ, the true honorable one, the one who's truly righteous and who truly cares about us, and that will win ultimately in the end. That's the side I want to be on. Well, my name is Drew Hernandez, guys. Thanks for tuning in on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. Follow me on Twitter at Drew H Live, Get Our Truth Social. All my shows are the links in those bios. Frontlines of Drew Hernandez on Real America's Voice. Drew Hernandez live exclusively on Rumble. I will see you guys on the next one. Stay based, stay free, never back down, never cut out. I love you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.